expect to have Leonis McKelvin Monday night?
You know, we'll see. He wasn't on the practice field yesterday. But he's a tough guy. He's a veteran player, and he knows what it takes to get prepared, even if he's not out there. So if he's ready on Sunday, mentally he'll be ready to play.
Will you have one corner covering Alshon Jeffery wherever he lines up?
I'm not going to talk about game plan.
Well, Jalen Mills, is he ready to make it this start, should he be needed?
Well, he stepped in a critical time of the game last week and played, and from the time he's got here, nothing's really been too big for him. I like his demeanor. I like his confidence. You know, it did a nice job when he was called upon, and that's tough duty, particularly when you're a rookie. Mentioned Leotis being a veteran. You know, sometimes it's easier for those guys to go in a game without having a lot of practice reps. Jalen had to go in, having served a backup role during the week, and stepped in and executed the scheme well.
Do you see you guys, you know, going into the game with three cornerbacks, or do you anticipate, like, you know, some kind of happening there as far as getting another?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of different guys that can cover, that have corner in their background, including both of our safeties. Actually, three of our safeties have corner in the background. You know, Jalen Watkins was a corner last year. Rodney played corner in college, and he bailed out St. Louis a few times, or the Rams, I guess I should say. Bailed those guys out at corner, and, you know, Malcolm's played corner before. So, you know, regardless of what we do, we'll be able to cover it. Three corners is generally a little light to go in, but when you have other guys that can cover the nickel and other guys that can cover corner, I've had games where we've gone in with three corners before, but the key has been to have some multidimensional safeties that can cover you at nickel and at corner.
What stood out about Mills during the evaluation process when you're looking at his college film?
Pardon? Had some multidimensional skills, played in a slot. Probably competitiveness was the biggest thing. You know, he went down the Senior Bowl, and I thought really had a good week. And you can tell a guy's competitiveness in that.
How was he in the slot compared to outside?
Who's that, Jalen? He played mostly slot his last year at LSU. You know, he's played mostly outside for us, even though he has taken some inside reps. Like him at both spots. And it's a different position, but I think his skill set and particularly the competitiveness carries him over to both.
In the game the other day, at least later on, you decided to keep Ron in the slot, have Jalen in the outside. Is that because you didn't want to keep mixing it around, or was it because?
Yeah, you know, we were playing a lot of nickel reps. That's just the way that game was going. We had the lead a little bit late, you know, and we, you know, it was just a lot of time out there, and, you know, probably settled those guys, settled Jalen and Brooksy both to be able to just settle in at one position.
Watkins or McLeod, they seeing any reps during practice at the corner spot or in the slot?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about what goes on out at practice, like depth chart wise, game plan wise. I'm not comfortable talking about that stuff.
Coach Michael Kendricks talked to us yesterday for the first time in a while, saying that you had different packages for him last week, that they just didn't arise because of the because what we're looking at. Can you envision some things down the road where he's, you know, the linebacker that stays on the field more?
Yeah, you know, he's in just about every package that we have. He's in our 3-3 nickel. He's in our base package, our extra backer, our goal line. You know, we have a dime package that he's out there. He's not in our nickel package right now, but he's an important player to us, and he's going to play a lot of football this year. The way the game went, they were featuring a lot of, you know, three wide receiver personnel, and the way we were matching it in that game is we were matching it with our four down nickel. You know, that's no slight on him. I mean, I've had games where, you know, team stayed in two back the whole game, and our nickel didn't play very much. I've had games where, you know, it was four wide receivers, and we only had one linebacker on the field. We can't determine that. We have a lot of confidence in him, and he's going to play a lot of good football for us this year.
In your career, you've seen a lot of Jay Cutler. What stands out about him watching him film now?
He's competitive. He's tough. He's willing to take hits in the pocket to extend plays. I have a lot of respect for him. He's a better athlete than I think people give him credit for. He can drop a ball anywhere on the field. He threatens the entire field with his arm. We'll have our work cut out for us. He's a tough competitor.
Jimmy, you played a few games at Soldier Field. What are the challenges playing there defensively? And also maybe, you know, the wind, could that be a factor?
Yeah, the wind's always a factor there. You can never predict it. And it is. Sometimes it's very difficult to throw the ball in one area of the field or one direction. You sort of have to be ready for that, you know, defensively, you know, at a position that it could potentially help us. But you can't overplay it. You can't break down your scheme just because of the wind. You know, sometimes the grass gets a little bit longer there than other places. That field, you know, being so close to the waterfront can hold a lot of moisture, particularly in a night game. You know, that can hold a lot of moisture and it can get slippery. So, you know, we'll have to do a good job of finding the right shoes in pregame. And sometimes my experience there is that whatever game you start in shoes, you don't finish in the same ones. Just because as the game goes on, it starts condensating, the you know, ground moisture starts coming. You know, it's tough that their fans are behind them. Road games are tough to win in the NFL. We're going to have to play our very best.
When you look at the Bears receivers, I mean, obviously a lot of attention gets paid to Alshon Jeffery and stuff, but is it kind of easy to forget about a guy like Kevin White, you know, who came in with high expectations, didn't play last year because of injury, and is just kind of starting to come back?
No, I think you respect everybody that's on the field. I mean, I'd count over to Royal in the slot, too. He's hard to handle in there. And, you know, their tight ends are experienced guys. The quarterback has confidence in their tight ends. The biggest thing that comes out is these guys, even if they're covered, the quarterback will still throw them the ball. He has that much confidence in them, particularly a guy like Alshon Jeffery. He's got such a huge catching radius that the quarterback can throw him open a little bit. He can be covered, and, you know, you can never relax defensively. You can't say, hey, I got my guy strapped. The quarterback's not going to throw it to him. Still might get the ball. And he had a couple of those in the game against Houston. They were covered. One of them got a PI, and a couple other ones he made great catches and made some big plays. For us to play our best, we shouldn't be allowing big chunks of yards. He's a guy that can make it.
How did you evaluate
last week? It's been so long ago I can't even remember. I think they had like 31 dropbacks. It might have been 32. I don't know. We had 3 sacks. I mean, if we get 1 sack out of 10 dropbacks over the course of the year, I think we'll be really happy. That's tough. I mean, there was a lot of max protect, and even when we could get there, I mean, you know, Griffin's still a very elusive guy and could make it difficult on us. I thought that as the game went on, particularly after we got the lead, you could see our pass rush coming more and more. And that's the way it is with pass rush. It's hard to rush the passer when you're behind in the game or the game is close because the quarterback's not going to hold the ball very long, and you know, they're not going to try to push routes down the field. But when we got later in that game, I think you saw our pass rush a little better. We got a little loose on some of ours. We let scramble get out. That was one of our worst plays, the 20-yard scramble. You know, but, you know, generally pleased.
Cutler got hit 12 times last week and sacked 5. What stood out watching that game?
Yeah, Houston's got some good rushers. Merciless was rushing really well. J.J. Watt always rushes well. Even Vince Wilfork, you know, you don't think of him usually as a rusher, but he was crushing that pocket. They rushed 5 a lot, played man-to-man, and, you know, it worked out for him. You know, but I think a little bit more of that comes, again, second half of that game when Houston was able to get the lead, that's when you're really able to rush, and it goes hand-in-hand. When our offense gave us the lead, you know, it lets our guys rush a little bit more. There's, you know, less, I don't know, you're never disregarding the run, but there's a little less regard for the run as you're attacking. And, you know, I think it fell down to they have some good players. And I think it's probably more of a compliment to Jay that he was hit 12 times and only took 6 sacks. I mean, he's tough to get on the ground sometimes. He's really nifty in the pocket, steps up, slides, and he's not afraid of contact as he's throwing the ball.
Play a lot of snaps, comparatively speaking, but how'd you feel about the rotation up front, the line, working your guys in?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to, I mean, I think our longest drive was 7 plays, and I think we had, Derek would have to correct me on this, I think we had like 9 series that we were either 3 and out or gave up 1 first down. And that doesn't even include that drive at the end of the first half or even the end of the game where we were perfectly content to give them a couple first downs and just burn the rest of the clock. So it's hard to get a good rotation there, but that's good. I mean, your guys are fresh. You know, I think that, you know, if our biggest complaint this year is playing 50 snaps of defense, we're in a good spot. We need to keep complaining.
Vinny was at 46% of the snaps. The other two, the top two defensemen, or the other two, were much higher than that. Was that because Vinny was hurt last week, or is that the way you see it?
No, I mean, it's just the way the game played out. I mean, you guys can make a big deal about what percentage guys play and everything else. We're just trying to do whatever we can to win the game. You know, and that could include some guys playing a lot more, some guys playing a little bit. It's no disrespect to any players. It's the way the game goes. And like I said, that game, you know, who you want me to take out? You know, I mean, you take another guy out and you're saying, hey, Connor Barwin only played 46%, or this guy only played 40%. When the season's over, we'll have about 1,000 defensive snaps, and everybody will get plenty of work. You know, by the way, I think Connor Barwin played really well. He made a play on a run. We chased it down from the backside, and Brandon Graham and Fletch get credit for a tackle for a loss, but Connor bent Joe Thomas backwards on that play. Got a sack against Joe Thomas, their best player. I thought that was a good tempo setter. And they tried to hit us on a screen late in the game when they were backed up. And Connor put the brakes on. He recognized he's a smart player, recognized they were blocking him with the back, and almost got an interception, almost got a sack, and then he almost got an interception. Connor played a very good football game.
How did you evaluate him coming out of that game?
I'm probably not going to, you know, talk about grades or whatever, but here's what I would say about that. That was a very difficult game to get ready for. The Cleveland Browns offense stretches you in a lot of different ways. Wildcat, unbalanced line, extra eligibles on the field, that detached formation that they run. You know, there's so many things. Reverse, screen, you got to account for the quarterback option. And we had a lot of layers of checks in that game, and it all fell on Jordan. He handled it great. We had very few missed assignments in that game. You know, we made a couple physical errors. I talked about the quarterback scramble. We had a third and long. We missed a tackle. We forced them to throw short, which we wanted to. We missed a tackle. And then we had a crappy deep ball that was fluttering that we didn't make a very good play on. But it wasn't because we weren't in the right spots or in the right defenses. And that falls on Jordan. And that was not just on Sunday. He did a good job the whole week. We threw everything we could at him and sort of overtrained him to be ready for that. And every week there's going to be a challenge like that. It might not be as much scheme, might be more of our stuff, it might be what the opponent does, it might be personnel based, but our linebackers have to get us in and out of the right checks along with our safeties. Jordan was excellent in that regard.
Do you think Brandon's setting the edge, particularly Brandon Graham?
Yeah, Brandon's a strong guy. He can set that edge. You know, I think we can play better. We'll probably be tested a little bit more this week on our edges, in a little different way. Chicago runs some zone stretch game, like, you know, sort of old school Denver Broncos stretch, and our edges will be threatened a little bit more. So, you know, last week's over. We're going to have to come out and do a good job on it this week. And it goes along. I mean, it's not just the defensive end and setting edge. Our defensive tackles have a role in that, and then our backside chase players have a role in it. It's going to take all those guys and our linebackers to stop that play. I mean, they've been successful running that play in the preseason and in the first game.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.